Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to KCIW Radio. My name is Peter Schreiber, and I had the opportunity and the pleasure of being invited down to Seaview Senior Living Center this last Valentine's Day, where I was allowed to interview some of the residents there. And they told me some of the most heartfelt and touching stories I have ever heard. And I just wanted to bring them to you over the airwaves to immortalize them forever. Without any further ado, let's get right into it. So this couple has been married for 72 years. Can you imagine that? I was so excited when they walked into the room to get interviewed because, man, just the love that you have to have and the commitment that you have to be married for that long. Let's get right into the interview. So I hear that you guys have been married for an extremely long amount of time, and I just wanted to know, like, what's your secret and what's some of your favorite memories, maybe, like some of your favorite pastimes, how you guys met, anything and everything. I just love to hear it all.
Only thing I can say about that is, in order to answer that question, she says jump, and I says how high.
Yes.
And I've gotten away with it for 70 years, so I'm going to keep it up like that. Well, we met in Smith River at the dance hall. Went there, and she was there with another guy. And I danced with her a couple of times, and I didn't want her to go with me right at that time. I didn't say that. I'll see you tomorrow or something like that. I forgot now. I know that I stayed right on it. I thought I had something good going, so I just stayed right on it.
Well, he was very interesting out there on the dance floor dancing, and so I just kind of made myself seen, I guess.
Yeah.
And then he asked me to dance, and it just kind of went from there.
One of the things that I should insert right now is the fact that she had a stroke about 4 years ago. And since then, her speech and what have you is not very good. She's still holding together, so that's all I want. That's good. But that's just about where we stand on that. Yeah, well, time goes fast, you know, and I guess if you have a good time with her, I think it's not that bad. Well, we had four boys. And we wanted three, but they're boys, and we wanted the girl in the worst way. So the fourth boy came into play, and that's where we stand right now. And all four boys are doing well and really good.
And then we just got a dog. Where is the dog? Both of us really like that dog.
Yeah, we sure enjoy that dog, there's no question. But anyway, the marriage part, you know, is it's a 50-50 deal. And if you keep it on the 50-50 balance, I think you shouldn't have too much trouble.
Okay, welcome. So I heard you had a story for me.
Yes.
Something like from Valentine's days of long past or something recent? Or?
No, it was about an illness and why I feel so thankful to be here, and especially for a Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. Would you like to tell it?
Sure. I spent most of my life taking care of others. My husband had an illness, and I took care of him until he passed away, and then my mother, and my stepfather, and my mother's sister, and then her husband from heart surgery and knee surgery. And shortly after I was free from taking care of, he didn't need me to help him anymore, I got diagnosed with cancer. It was
terrible.
Yeah, colon cancer. And I was already at stage 4+. But I'm a very confident person, and I believe a lot in God. So it was funny because I had my surgery. The first time I was in the hospital for 33 days.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine.
But anyway, when I did my first treatment of chemo, it made me kind of sick, but not as much as I expected it to. And then I just had the second shot and I got really sick, and they put me in the hospital, and the doctor told my daughter to call in the family that I was not going to make it.
Oh, no.
And that was 22 years ago.
Wow.
Today.
You definitely made it. And you look,
yes, I did.
As good as ever.
Uh-huh. So, you know, between the Lord and being that it's 22 years today.
Oh my gosh, 22, yes. On Valentine's Day, imagine yes. that.
So that's why I celebrate Valentine's Day, even though I no longer have a significant other, I still celebrate it because it belongs to everybody.
The love belongs to everybody. That is yes, so heartfelt and touching.
Thank you
very much.
You're so welcome, and thank you for letting me tell this story.
Of course, I'm sure the world would love to know this.
Okay, well, everybody out there, celebrate the love. It doesn't have to be a husband, a wife, boyfriend, a girlfriend. You just have to celebrate the love.
Coastline neighbors, it's a wonderful service. I must say, I'm real proud to be a member. This is Dottie Walden, and it's the whole idea of this exceptional service is to try to help people stay in their home longer. I recommend people looking into it.
Into Coastline Neighbors. Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
So I hear that you have some stuff to say about your time in Hawaii, right?
Okay. There is quite a story to be told about my wonderful husband, Walt, and I. Life in Hawaii. Actually, before we went there, it was Southern California, and he worked for Rocketdyne, and they made component parts for spaceships and so on. This is way back in the 60s. And so his buddy looked on the bulletin board. He said, Walt, if you check this out, there's an opening in Hawaii. Well, they both qualified for federal civil service, and it required a top security clearance. And so back up a little bit. It was just before our first space shot. And at Rocketdyne, my husband was in quality assurance to be sure that that was acceptable and right down to the gnat's eyebrow to the military specifications. So his step may very well have ended up on the moon.
Oh, wow.
But then anyway, so we go to Hawaii, and he's working for the Navy again. He was a 21-year Navy retired CPO officer. And we had a wonderful, wonderful marriage and life. We're partners. He became specialist of underwater weapons and guided missiles. But during World War II, he was on the USS Wasp in the Navy. Well, he's in the Navy, of course. And he was one of the few survivors of the sinking of that ship. And when the captain knew they were hit with four Japanese torpedoes, he ordered everybody to abandon ship. But first, take your shoes off and line them up on the deck neatly. One of our ships came. It was during under fire, of course. So he swam like crazy to this huge, monstrous ship of ours. And on the very top deck, way up there, there was a large man in a white jacket and a white cap. So probably, and that was probably one of the chefs for the ship. So he said to my husband, man, I'm going to throw you a rope down and you hang on real tight and I'm going to reel you in like a fish, which he did. And so he pulled him up, but he slammed against the wall. They called it bulkhead. And he injured his shoulder slightly, but that saved his life.
Yeah.
So then we go on to the story of being in Hawaii. Anyway, we're 13 years on Oahu. And so then when he retired, We agreed to move to the Big Island. We bought two wonderful tropical acres in the rainforest in a little Japanese village called Pahoa. And that's located about 25 miles south of the hillside of the Big Island. We were partners. We'd go out in our jungle, we called it. And we loved playing in our jungle. It was lucrative and productive. By the time we got through, it looked like a botanical garden because we transplanted hundreds of anthuriums and orchids hanging from the hapu fern trees, etc., etc. That was our playpen. And we called ourselves jungle bunnies. Aww. And jungle duty was our jobs. So anyway, that was a wonderful time. So then in 1993, we moved to Oregon. And I'm so happy to be here. This is where I'm from, northeastern Oregon, as a child. So last year, during that awful, awful lava flow. It was very devastating. That began actually in our lovely big subdivision, but because our property and probably the best home we ever had was at a little bit higher elevation, so that did not, it was not covered with the lava. So anyway, I'm very grateful for all the wonderful life I've had in, and anyway, life is good. Be happy and grateful for every day. And so many things we have to be happy about.
Thank you so much.
Aloha Nui.
This is one of my resident grandma and grandpas here at Seaview Senior Living Center, Patty Bergeron. And she has a story for us today. All right, Patty, you got any stories for me on this wonderful Valentine's Day?
When I was a little girl, I grew up in Africa. My parents were missionaries, and we were in what was then Southern Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe. And I never had Valentine's Day. I never knew what Valentine's Day was till I was 13.
I can't imagine that. I mean, making little Valentines was like my thing to do. All my crafting. I didn't even care if it was Valentine's Day. I was gonna craft and make little cards with the hearts and everything.
Yeah, and no, we didn't have Valentine's Day at all. We didn't have Halloween. We had Guy Fawkes Day, which was the day before Halloween, which was fun because Guy Fawkes was a British guy that tried to blow up Parliament. And so every year on the 30th of October, they have Guy Fawkes Day, and you take and you make a stuffed effigy of this guy. You stuff him with fireworks, and you have a big bonfire, and you stick him in the middle of the bonfire, and he burns up, and all the fireworks go off.
That sounds like a blast. I mean, that's no pun really intended, fun. But that sounds so fun.
It is fun, but they don't have a lot of the holidays that we think of. You know, when my husband and I got together, he was a card giver, and he was the love of my life. We were married for almost 40 years, 39 and 10 months.
What was the secret?
The secret? I don't know that there is secrets.
Maybe the secret is there is no secret.
You just don't give up. I was married twice before, and in both cases, I lost respect for the man I was married to. And that's what happened to those marriages. I think when you lose respect for the person, then everything else goes away. And my husband and I went through hard times, stuff we had to sort through, like all married couples do. But he was always willing to go to counseling. I was always willing to go to counseling. If we had kid problems, we went and did a touch-up as far as that was concerned, get a disinterested third party to give us an opinion. Nobody ever felt they were absolutely right or the other person was absolutely wrong. It was, how do we come together and fix this? And I think that that's what made a big difference. The other thing was we didn't try to be single. I noticed so many young people nowadays want to hang on to their single status. You've got to have girls' night out. Well, girls' night out is fine once in a while, you know, or boys' night out. That's fine once in a while. But then what happens is then the single boys want to bring single girls, and then it becomes an issue. And it's not, you can't be married and single at the same time.
You can't get both worlds right
now. No, you can't get both worlds. And it just doesn't work. Now, women going away for a weekend, a bunch of women, or going on a cruise together once in a while, that's all fine. But I don't think you can be married and single at the same time.
Yeah, it's all about your commitment and loyalty to that person.
And we just never did that. I mean, not that we never went out with our friends separately, but we didn't do it very often, mm-hmm. you know? When we were invited, it was with the understanding we were invited as a couple.
Yeah, you were together.
And so we did lots of things together. And so I think that's it. But he used to give me the most beautiful cards for any holiday. And I've saved 90% of them. I want to put them in a book or a binder so that the family has them when I'm not around. So that's my story.
Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
Okay, my name is Sunay Phillips.
And I heard, Sunay, that you have a story for us on this Valentine's Day.
Yes, this is a story from 40 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I was working in a sales robot for waitress job, and I'm raising 5 children by myself.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine.
And no child support. I work 16 hours a day. I support my 5 kids. We didn't know our husband was, we didn't know what he was. He disappeared. So if I take care of my kids, work 16 hours a day, or I don't take care, welfare gonna take it away from me. So did my body. So I work 16 hours a day, support my 5 children. No welfare, no food stamps, no food, anything. I'm very proud person. And by the way, I'm Korean. I come from Korea. I married before first time, and he was abusive. I married 13 years. We have 5 children. 7 years, I have 5 children. And he's Irish. Then he beat me 13 years. Out of that 7 years, he beat me.
Oh, my gosh. That's
but terrible. I couldn't go nowhere because I don't have anybody. No education. No speak English very well. But I went to school. I want to get away from him. So he beat me, black eyes, he broke my rib. It's okay. I went to school every night, 6 to 9. I want to, you know, get away from. So I went to school for 5 years. I probably by 7 or 8 grade, you know. But the math come from my country. I know how, but I have to be read and write English to able to go to work. So one of my, I have 3 boys and 2 girls. But he never touched any children. But one, my older son, didn't look like an Irish. Looked like a little bit of round face. Looked like me, a little bit. But he still looks American. So his genius is stronger than mine. So all green eyes, 6'5", 6'4", 6 feet tall. They're big kids, you know. Anyhow, so one day my husband come home and my older son's love for father's love. And he hang on to, hey, daddy, hang on to his leg, and he just kicked him and put him to sleep. And I didn't know what to do, but second time he did that, he beat me for 7 years. I didn't do anything, but he beat my son. Watch out. Mother's love, mother's protect. So I went to the kitchen second time. I pick up the knife, and he was running the hallway. And I could have aimed them, but I didn't aim them. I aimed the wall, so stuck in the wall. I said, you better not sleep tonight. And he took the shaving gear and a 2 shirt. He walked out, and we never saw him till he died.
Wow.
Yeah.
It took so much courage to do something like that.
Well, he beat me. That's bad enough, but he better not beat his children.
Yeah. You know. Mama bear right there.
You bet you. So when I was working at Sis Robot, 7 to 2, then I go home. My children go to high school that time. So go to pick up my children, come home, feed the children. Then I drive truck for newspaper for 6 to midnight. I did it for 9 years, so 16 hours a day. I worked 9 years. I support my kids. No problem, because he gave me $350 a week. He gave me truck. He buy me gas. So here's a... This is $1,400 a month.
Wow.
And I work, sales robot, not much wages yet, but we can survive pretty good with my 5 children.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah. So anyhow, one day I never thought I ever marry, and I didn't like the man too much because he was so abusive for me. But I never thought I ever marry again. But this man comes around, and I was working a waitress. He was a Witchfield Oil Company CEO, and his office across the street. So he was there, come have a lunch every day. Every day he gave me $10 tip. So, and I was looking forward to see him every day because we have a joke around and conversation with the customer very nicely. So he have a ring on a finger. So it's okay, as long as he give me $10 tip.
It's totally fine.
I'm feed my kids of that time 19 cents a pound of chicken. And that $10, I can feed my kids a whole week, you know.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that was good for me. So he coming in 3 months coming through, and he said to me one day, he know his friend come every day. So his friend said to me, "You have a friend?" I said, "Yes." I said, "We'd like to be double date." She says, "What? You both have a ring? My husband cheat me, beat me, the first husband,
yeah,
father's children, beat me and cheat me, and I never gonna hurt other woman. I don't go out to marry man. So you both marry? That's out of question." The next day came and both didn't have a ring. And I was jokingly, "Now your wife don't understand, so you take the ring up, or you want a date with my friend trying to cheat your wife?" I said, "No way, Jose," I told him, you know. Mm-hmm. Then he said, "Really true, we have divorced 3 years, but so many, because that positions, all the office women come on, want to marry him." So he have a ring.
So that
he said, "No, come on." So number one, no woman choose me. I choose a woman who I marry. So he have no ring, came in next day, and I said to him, "Oh," so I was jokingly like that. And he said, "True, we're not married." He explained to me. I said, "Oh." So next, he's coming next couple of weeks, coming. He said, "You have a friend?" I said, "Yes, I have a Japanese friend." He said, "How about I go to a blind double date?" I said, "Okay, because long as you're not married."
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know. So he said he's not married. So I believed him because his office is across the street. So we went on a double date. So anyhow, he gave me address. We were supposed to meet at this club, and that was supposed to go Japanese town. We were supposed to have a dinner. We were supposed to go to dance that night, and I couldn't find that club. So we would drive, my friend and I, raining that night, drive for 2 hours. We couldn't find that club. So I said to my friend, "That man, no man going to wait for us for 2 hours. I'm not going to wait for any man for 2 hours. Then he says, "Let's go to McDonald's, have a quick eat, go home." So I went to the McDonald's and reached up to my pocket. Here's his phone number. I said, "Oh my gosh, we have a phone number here." I said, "I better call him." So I called him. Just he says, "Well, what the hell's loose? We're going to call him." "He's still waiting for that." "Where are you?" "We're still waiting for you," he says. I said, "Wow, 2 hours? You stay waiting for us?" I said, "Yeah, we don't have a wife. We have no place to go Friday night. So we went on a double date. We was looking for to go eat and still going to dance." I said, "Okay." So we went there. But I got attracted to other man, not the big boss, but second boss.
Oh, no.
But he was attracted to me, big boss, you know. So I said to my girlfriend, "You go out with the big boss, I go out the second boss. So you're older than me, he's older than you, so older than him, so let's do that." So we all, him and her and I, we figured that out. So I said, "Okay." So we went to the club, and it raining. I said to her, "Wait for me here. I go get him." He says, "Okay." Then I come out. She came out and shut the door, and my car was running, and keys, and I don't have extra key. So I went there. I said to them, "This is Mary, my friend, and we're sorry we make you wait 2 hours, but we're here." So my girlfriend shut the door. My keys and my car's running. I have no extra key. I don't know what it is. Then my husband got out of the chair. He says, "This is Mary, this is John. Introduce them, you sit down, have a drink with them, but I go to Sune, go get the key." So I knew then I was stuck with him, because I don't want him. I want another guy. But
yeah.
Now I said, "Oh, well, first day, that's okay." So, you know, that's only first day. So, okay. So he took me home and get the key, and we took the car, two cars. We went out to Japanese town. We ate, and we come back. Then we dance, and he have a charisma. He keep more talking. He more he talk, handsome he got.
That's rare for men.
Yeah, he just talks and talks, and he was an excellent dancer. And I says, "Whoa, good thing would happen." I says, "Other guy's kind of boring, but that he was very. The more I like him." I said, "Oh, okay." So anyhow, we were dating for about 3 months, and then I invited her for dinner. So I told my children, because I never have time to go out, have a date or anything for 9 years, because you work 16 hours a day, you sleep 3 hours a day. Mm-hmm. You're tired, you cannot have time for anything. So I said to jokingly my three boys, I says, my girls left already, three boys still live in our home. So I said to him, "Someday I meet the man I'm going to marry, I will bring the house. You're going to introduce." Jokingly, because I never thought so I'm going to meet again, but I did. So this time, so I invited him over for dinner. We all sit in the dining room eating. So my children's a teenage now. They don't like any man coming around the house. Yeah. First time I ever bring any man in my house, So we're eating. So he sit down on the other side of the table, and I sit over there. So he said to whoever, "Could you pass me butter?" And three boys in hand and was here. Just sit there. Okay, so I got up and gave it to him. And my children, boy, eat fast. And especially, he says he eat fast. He said, "Come on," he eat for 10 minutes, they finish. He said, "Could we excuse?" I said, "You may not." Because why? Because we have a guest, bad manner. He didn't pass the butter. So
you
I don't
can't
hit
be
him,
excused,
but
no.
I punish it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Roger finished finished dinner, and I finish my dinner, then you may all get up. So they have to sit down half an hour, so chair. Couldn't get up.
Yeah.
Because I said, "No, you cannot get up till we finish." So Roger's finished, and I finished, and I excuse, and everybody run to one, shut the door, went to the room. So second time I invite off again, and month later, so we're having a dinner. So he asked, "Could you pass a sword?"
Mm-hmm.
And all three hand went up to pick up the soap.
And they all wanted to help him.
You don't want to sit down, not half an hour. So those three hand went out trying to give it to him. So, okay. See, children sometimes, you don't have to hit them. You don't have to scream. You don't have to do. Mother can control your children hard or punish. I didn't hit my children, but I punish the other way. Mm-hmm. That way.
Yeah.
I didn't hit him. I didn't scream, but he didn't pass the salt. He's going to sit down half an hour again,
Yeah.
But second time, they figured that out. Pass the salt, or three hand one out,
Yeah, so, all ready to help. And
yeah. So, they're teenagers. They should know better, too,
Yes.
So then I'm dating my husband for that time, probably about 9 months, So one day, and he come over, could I through baseball. So I said, my children play all baseball and football, So they threw in the background and one fish, my own son fish, and he loved fish. He took them. So first they didn't like them, but later on they loved them, because everybody have a, he played sports, he wanted to play fish, they loved them. So we did about 2 years and we got married. He the best father my children have. He gave my children everything. He put me in a pedestal. I'm not a poor anymore. We have a happy, happy, happy marriage.
For how long?
And we married for 28 years and 9 months. He died year 2000.
Wow.
Then I move up to Brooklyn. I'm living here 2 years. Then I work Seaview 6 years, hairdresser. So I'm very happy in Brooklyn.
That is so great. That is such a touching story. Yes. Thank you very much, Sune. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in with me. I'm your host again, Peter Schreiber. I really appreciate that. And I'd like to thank Seaview Senior Living Center and Coastline Neighbors for having me and letting me record all these interviews. I had such an amazing time and heard all these amazing stories. And I really hope that you enjoyed this journey with me. Thank you again.